Common question, why did Balaram favor Duryodhana, even though Duryodhana was not a masked rascal? He was openly a rascal. Well, he can like anyone he likes. He's the independent personality of Godhead. Even a demon. He saw something good. He saw something good in Duryodhana. Even though Krishna didn't like Duryodhana at all, but Balaram did. It sometimes happens. Even in our Krishna conscious movement, we find that some devotees like others more and others less, but then someone may like one devotee may like one devotee, he may like two devotees, and the two devotees don't like each other. Of course, we're not God, but it may be like that. That was his mercy on Duryodhana.
Good news for some of us.
No, we're not such big demons that we're going to have the Supreme Lord directly teach us how to fight with the devotees. That we're quite good at anyway. We all follow the Bhagavad Gita in the beginning. It says, Sarve yudhe visharada. You're all expert in fighting. So in that sense, we're following. That's a sarcastic joke.
Duryodhana was very generous. Therefore, he was put in charge of distributing charity at the Rajasuya sacrifice. And he recognized Karna. Of course, he had his own motives. That's another story. But he argued correctly from one point of view that it's not a question of his birth. He may be born. He may be known as the son of a charioteer, but actually he's... Look at him. He's, you know, as good as Arjuna in fighting. This is not an ordinary man. So he said, no, he's qualified. No, he's not. He can't compete. He's not a member of the royal order. He's not a king. Okay, I make him king of Anga. There was a subordinate kingdom, Anga. All right, I make him king of Anga. Now he's a king. Or he can compete. Oh, something good in everyone. Also, he was the disciple of Balaram. We see sometimes in practical experience that people have affection for their son or disciple, just like Dhritarashtra. Can something be done about this? It's too loud. Just like Dhritarashtra, he also could see that my son is a rascal, but he couldn't see it. As king, he should have dumped him, but as father, he indulged him. So sometimes we see that also, that the spiritual master, some disciple is a rascal, and everyone else sees it, but the spiritual master still sees the good side. No, He's a good boy. Therefore, Chanakya says that one should be very strict with sons and disciples. It's good for them.
Anything else? Oh, it's actually your question now.
Oh, it's a question.
Your answer coming.
No, this one's yours.
Since the spiritual master is a manifestation of Lord Balaram, you know, you were also talking about how Lord Balaram dragged the Yamuna towards him. Can we consider the spiritual master drags the ocean of mercy of Lord Chaitanya and drowns his disciples in that ocean of mercy?
Is that for you? Here you go.
Metaphorically. That's also described about Nityananda, that he... what is that? Gore, gore, bule, prem. What is it?
Adama Patita.
No, there's the ocean of mercy.
Abadha
Karuna Sindhu Kartiya Mohan Bule Bule Gore Gore Bule Bule. I can't remember as you can see. But he cut a canal from the ocean of mercy, Nityananda Prabhu. And then went door to door and gave that to everyone. Amiyarba, he made he brought nectar everywhere.
Something else? Yeah. You're on.
Ms. Maharaj, Balaram, takes the form of Anantadev, and he holds up the universe. And so, when he
not only one universe does Anantashesh hold, but it's described that all the universes are sitting on his hoods, like, or is that all the planets? Like mustard seeds.
So that's at the same time floating in the causal ocean. So he expands and he holds the universe, and the universe float in the causal ocean coming out of Mahavishnu's pores.
Yes, the universes float in the causal ocean.
So he manifests himself as Karna Dakshay Vishnu, who holds up all the universes, Garbha Dakshay Vishnu, who enters into every universe and supports the one individual universe, and Kshira Dakshay Vishnu, who manifests in every atom. So he's the Paramatma of all the universes together, of each individual universe and of each person, and each living being and each atom in every universe. Therefore, Ananta.
No small business.
And when we, immediately when we use something in Krishna's service, that becomes Balaram?
No. No, it's not that if you use something in devotional service, it becomes Balaram. Of course, everything Krishna, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, everything's already Krishna, Balaram, same. But Brahmarpanam, Brahmahavir, Brahmagno, Brahmanahutam, Brahmaivatena Gantavyam, Brahma Karma Samadhina. It's already Krishna's energy. Krishna's energy. Krishna and Krishna's energy are not different. So when you offer something to Krishna or use something in Krishna's service, then we're restoring its spiritual quality is revived or restored or again manifest. But it's not exactly that, you know, this microphone is Balaram or that. In one sense, everything is Balaram because Vasudeva Sarvamiti. I think, isn't it? In another verse, it's said that Prabhupada comments that when Vishninam Vasudevosmi, also 10th chapter, that Krishna says among the descendants of Vishni, I'm Vasudev. And Prabhupada comments that Vasudev means Balaram. Mm. The acharyas have commented that way. Because, again, Krishna wouldn't say among among the descendants of Vishni, I'm myself. Mm. So they've commented that Vasudev there means Lord Balaram. So Vasudeva Sarvamiti, of course, the direct meaning is Krishna's everything, Mam Prapadyate. But Vasudeva also means Balaram. So Balaram is also everything. Not Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupa. There's literally no difference between Krishna and Balaram. It's not that there's one person Krishna, another person Balaram. They're the same person. But they become two different persons. Or they manifest themselves eternally as two different persons, Krishna and Balaram. The example is given that the Vaidurya gem, in one contact with one thing, it it's one color in contact with another thing, it's another color. I had a ring when I joined Krishna consciousness. It showed, it had a stone that was sometimes amber color and sometimes blue, according to the light. So, but it wasn't two different stones, it was one stone. But if one person looked at it in one light, he'd say it was blue. Another person looked at it in another light, they'd say it was amber. So Krishna's like that. He's one person, but he has this spectacular capability of being able to appear in as many forms as there are devotees who want to see him in this or that form.
So it's only specific paraphernalia like the mridanga, which is Balaram?
No, again, everything is Balaram. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Mm-hmm. Not just the mridanga is Balaram, because it's the Balaram Mridanga, but or not only the Balaram Mridangas are Balaram, the Indian Balaram Mridangas are also Balaram, everything's Balaram. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. There's nothing that's not Balaram. At the same time, everything's different from Balaram. Matsthani Sarvabhutani Nachaham Teshvavastita. Matsthani Bhutani Pashame Yogamaisharam. This is Krishna's mystic power. He's everything, and still he's not everything. He's aloof.
So when it says Krishna, that Balaram is Krishna's paraphernalia, he takes the form of Krishna's paraphernalia, is that only specific paraphernalia directly to Krishna's...
Balaram takes the... When it's said that Krishna takes the form of... Balaram takes the form of Krishna's paraphernalia, is that only specific paraphernalia? Well, there's specific paraphernalia mentioned. So it says he becomes the slippers of the Lord, he becomes the umbrella of the Lord, he becomes the couch of the Lord. So these things are specifically... But what is that in Brahma Sangita? Hold on a second, that you're getting drowned out. Krishna has appeared as the helicopter incarnation. He's trying to. Yatkarnikarnam. In the beginning, before the Brahma Sangita prayers. It's like the second verse or something.
In the thought that's discussed.
I think it's quoted in Bhagavad Gita, actually. The meaning is that there's a big lotus, and the lotus is sprung from Ananta, and so on. And there it's commented that the entire spiritual world is manifest by Lord Balaram. The Sandini potency is specifically... said to be manifest by Lord Balaram in the form of the whole spiritual world. And the material world is a portion of the spiritual world. It's the clouded portion of the spiritual world. So the... Oh, look at that. Bless your heart. Yes. Tadanantam shasambhavam. Yeah, it was the second verse. Sahasrapatra kamalam gokulakyam mahatpadam tatkarnikaram tadhama tad anantangshasambhavam. Angshasambhavam means born from or produced from a portion of ananta. That's how it's given in the word for word, of his infinitary aspect, Balaram, which Prabhupada, by the way, Pradyumna, I think, did the synonyms, but Prabhupada edited that synonym to make it clear that it's Balaram. So...
word to word is given Ananta, of his infinitary aspect, comma, Balaram.
Balaram.
Yeah. So the entire spiritual world is like a big lotus flower, and it's produced by Balaram. So he produces the entire spiritual world. So everything is manifest, not only the Balaram Mridanga. You know, that's a small thing. But yeah, so from one analysis, he appears as the shoes, he appears as the slippers, he appears as the umbrella, he appears as the couch. But then from another point of view, he appears as the whole spiritual world. He manifests the whole spiritual world from a portion of his potency. What is that? Ekam Shena Stato Jagat. The material world, as Krishna says, is a fraction of my potency. But fraction of his potency, Krishna doesn't actually manifest the spiritual world. Balaram expands Sankarshan down to the Purusha avatars. They expand the material world. So the whole material world is the manifestation of a portion 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 of Lord Balaram.
And so, we're to understand that the universe manifested, but it always exists, but yet it manifests from Balaram.
The universe always exists? No, the universe comes and goes.
The spiritual
world.
It said Balaram manifests.
Manifest doesn't mean in time. That Balaram manifests the spiritual world doesn't mean that at a certain time he decides to manifest it. But it's always manifest from Balaram. The way, in a general way, the sunshine is said to be a manifestation of the sun. So you can't say, you know, on day one there was the sun, on day two there was the sunshine. As long as the sun exists, the sunshine exists. As long as Krishna exists, his energy exists. His energy is eternally manifest in the form of the spiritual world and the paraphernalia of the spiritual world and so on, the chintamanis, or everything. And the material world is also a permanent aspect, but it comes and goes.
Similar to Plato's world of ideas, eternal world of ideas that always, his ideas that ideas always exist and are...
Yeah, Plato's got like a sort of, what is the word? I was going to say perverted reflection, a sort of dim reflection of the concept given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Because therefore Plato is hard to follow. I mean, I'm sure there's people who get it, but I didn't study Plato real hard. But a world of ideas where there's
eternal forms.
There's you know, an ideal chair and an ideal tree and an you know, it's like everything's a copy of. But it's real hard. It's such an abstract presentation that it's really hard to grasp, you know, a world, some sort of world where there's an ideal tree and an ideal this and an ideal that, of which these are the perverted. But in the Bhagavatam conception, you get it. There's all of this stuff, and it's not just like floating, you know, someplace there's, you know, like a museum exhibit, the ideal tree, the ideal chair. You know, everything's in place. It's all functioning. It's all an integrated reality. And easier. It's actually easier to understand Srimad Bhagavatam than it is to understand Plato, for me, at least.
To his credit, he had the idea that there are eternal things exist eternally in form.
Yeah, no, we'll give Plato some credit. He accepted that there's eternal, something eternal. He accepted the difference between the body and the soul, probably. Liked him a little bit.
But Aristotle, Socrates, Plato was the student of Socrates, and by the time they got to Aristotle, he was believing animals don't have souls. But Plato and Socrates said they do.
Yeah, Aristotle's may not be our ideal philosopher.
So Maharaj, if Balaram is everything, does that means that Prabhupada's books are mercy manifestations of Balaram?
You want to take that? I mean, I could say something.
Can I say like that?
So,
Srimad Bhagavatam is the Supreme Personality of Godhead in literary form.
Or you could say, the books are the manifestation of Krishna. Puranard, Krishna Svatamo Pagate, Gyanadharmani Bhi Saha, Kalanashtra Trishanamesha, Puranard Kurti Narita. But when Krishna appears, Saharamena Keshava, Balaram appears as along with Krishna. When Krishna's there, Balaram's included, Narayan's included, Raghupati Ram's included, Meen Avatar, all the avatars that we sang about, they're all included. So, the book is a manifestation of Krishna Balaram.
Right. So, anybody.
And everybody else. You know, all the other personalities of Godhead are also in, present in Bhagavatam.
So, if anybody, one of the sponsors of Bhagavatam, for someone, that means they're giving Krishna Balaram to somebody. So that means they get special mercy today.
Yeah, you
they
can.
They don't
want
to wait for Vajra Purnima.
You can.
They can sponsor.
You can say whatever you like
today.
To sell a book.
Also, Chaitanya Bhagavat too, who's the first disciple. Written by Vrindavan Das Thakur, who's the first disciple of Lord Nityananda.
Last disciple.
Last disciple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a disciple. Last disciple.
The first shall be last, and the last shall be first.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama. Hare Rama.
Sri Krishna. Thank you.
Class dismissed.
Dismissed means you have to go and serve Balaram.
Yeah. First you can get darshan of Krishna Balaram.
Yes. Darshan and Mahaprasad, you guys can save till noon to break the fast with.
Would you mind signing some books which need to be sent out today?
Yeah.
Judge, we